An interim report about animal care is causing a stir at the National Zoo. The report lists sloppy record-keeping, poor communication, poor planning, inadequate pest control at the zoo, which is part of the Smithsonian Institution here in Washington, D.C. The zoo came under scrutiny after a string of animal deaths over recent years, including two red pandas that died from eating rat poison. The interim report, written by a committee of the National Research Council, was released this morning, and just an hour ago, the director at the zoo, Lucy Spellman, announced she would resign by the end of this year.
I have become a lightning rod for too much attention. It's become a distraction for the zoo and the Smithsonian. I see the next 10 months as an important transition period toward new leadership at the zoo. I will work as hard as I always have to make sure our animals receive the best possible care, our staff has the best working conditions, our science is first rate, and our visitors continue to have an enriching experience every time they come here.
Joining us now is James Grimaldi, a reporter with the Washington Post, who wrote a series of articles about the National Zoo, which is, of course, one of the biggest tourist attractions in the country. And, James, good of you to be with us today.
Thanks, Neil.
First, tell us about some of the incidents at the zoo that led up to this inquiry, different animal species that died from different causes.
Well, you mentioned the red pandas, which was really probably the catalyzing event that got a lot of us interested in what was going on at the National Zoo. And many of us, including the Post, but other agencies, began looking at the case of some zebras that died of malnutrition and starvation, a case of an orangutan that was euthanized after it was misdiagnosed with a recurrence of a cancer, and an elephant that died after it had contracted tuberculosis but had never been diagnosed. There also was a case of a lion that had undergone a checkup and an anesthesia procedure. While it was recovering, it was left alone and was found dead the next day of complications from that anesthesia.
And this interim report is very critical of pet care, but it's also critical of how the zoo is being administered.
There's a lot of commentary about the management of the National Zoo in the report, and specifically, I think when you get to that level, there was a criticism of the procedures that are in place, the policies that are not followed. It goes everything from not having a strategic plan to the fact that one of the policies that was not followed was that pets of the employees, including the zoo directors, were allowed onto the property of the zoo, which exposed pathogens to the animals that they wouldn't normally be exposed to.
Huh. We just heard a short piece of tape, the director, Lucy Spellman, saying that she's become a lightning rod and is resigning for that reason. What does the report have to say about her role at the zoo and this controversy?
Well, they've very studiously tried to avoid placing blame. They've avoided really having any comment on her management style. This morning, the chairman of the NAS panel was asked as many as four or five times about Dr. Spellman and her management style, and he really declined to comment at all about that. However, he did say that there's been a long-standing failure of the staff to abide by policies, that as far as we can see, there are problems at all levels of the zoo, that it's not a new culture, that it's evolved, it's fairly long-standing, and that there has been a pervasive weakness throughout the institution from the keeper level to management.
Yeah. This is an interim report. What's next for the National Research Council's panel?
Well, they're going to complete their report, presumably in the next few months. This one came a little late because it was 175 pages, far more extensive than they normally do. They're going to try to get a handle on the mortality rates of the animals at the National Zoo to see how they compare to other zoos nationwide, and also to try to go a little bit more in depth on some of the cases. There is still a question about whether this panel will look at specific animal deaths and animal cases. And we have a sense that there are people on the panel who are of two minds. I know Congress would like them to take a look at animal deaths specifically.
James Grimaldi, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
James Grimaldi, an investigative reporter with The Washington Post. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.